Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The second annual Drive for the Cure golf tournament, formerly called Swing for the Cure, this past weekend raised more than $70,000 that will help local cancer patients. The News Record reports thus far this year, the fund has given over $30,000 in assistance. For more information on the Drive for the Cure or the assistance it provides, go to drive4thecure.org. Wilson Restrepo was in Sturgis this weekend to attend the annual motorcycle rally and to dedicate his giant guitar statue, which was purchased by the organizers of Buffalo Chip and will have a permanent place there. The second annual 5K Bubble Run takes place tonight at 6 at Children's Development Services. Registration can be done online at myevent.com/CDS-CC Foundation. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. First quarter employment is up in Campbell County from last year. Job growth rose 4.2% as compared to the same time last year. The county added 934 jobs, the third most in the state behind Teton and Natrona counties. The most growth was seen in the area of mining, with the hospitality industry, administrative and waste services and construction following. Government and transportation and warehousing saw drops in employment. School enrollment numbers in Campbell County are up. According to the Register Guard, roughly 8,700 students have registered in the district as of Wednesday. Deputy Superintendent Kirby Eisenhower says those numbers are apt to change. This time of year is when the district sees the most movement. Last year, about 8,500 students were enrolled in district schools. Eisenhower says about 10 days into the school year, a more accurate count will be available. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.